Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
Well, and with us this morning is Holly Swanson, who I've known for 20 years. She has been affiliated with education, trying to get children out of the public schools into charter schools, private schools. But she's written a book on the environmental movement, on the green movement. And she is simply pointing out that the green movement in America, the Green Party, is for all intents and purposes the Communist Party. And the Green Movement wants to bring communism to America by changing the structure of our society and using the background of the threat from environmental destruction to justify centralizing more power in Washington, D.C., at first going right along with this whole concept of destroying Christianity. You'll either be ruled by God or you'll be ruled by tyrants. How many people in America are ruled by God today? Certainly they've taken God out of our schools. Our young people don't believe in God. Why? Because the purpose of education is to destroy Christianity, and the average individual has no idea what their child is learning in school. Holly, go ahead. Why don't you tell our listeners today about your concern and about your book?
Yes, and good morning, Dr. Stan, and good morning, all. What I'd like to talk with you about this morning, the title of the book is Training for Treason, the Harmful Agenda Behind the Education for Sustainability Movement. And what this means in a nutshell is that we are dealing with a political movement, not an environmental movement. And sustainability is the new buzzword for the green movement. And essentially, sustainability is the buzzword because that word can mean almost anything, but it doesn't necessarily mean what you or I might define it as. The idea of sustainability is that we basically do not use more today so that we do not take away from future generations. However, what that actually translates into is a way to manipulate environmental concerns into justifying training, literally training, politically indoctrinating America's children in the classroom through education to adopt a mindset of poverty, a mindset of scarcity, a mindset of groupthink, and the bottom line is education for sustainability, the education for sustainability movement. The goals of this movement mirror Green Party goals, and Green Party goals mirror communism, and that's really what the message of Training for Treason is, because this movement, the stated goal is to change the cultural, religious, social, economic, and political structure, meaning our form of government, by turning our children against these things, by teaching them, training them, politically indoctrinating them to accept a set of alternative values, again, that mirror Green Party goals and communism. And this is why it is so vitally important to get this program to expel education for sustainability from our schools immediately, if not sooner. Our children are in harm's way.
And most people think that we would never vote ourselves into communism. And yet we are doing that as we vote to centralize power in Washington, D.C., and basically to negate the Constitution. The Constitution limits the power of the federal government. So the sustainability movement increases the power of the government to protect us from the damage to the environment. And basically, most of what's going on in Washington, D.C., is subversive. There's a small subversive group that is behind this whole thing, controls both political parties, and is using, in turn, the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government at all. I mean, who is behind the world terrorist movement, Islamic terrorist movement? We are. We're funding it as a diversion so that you're not going to see what's going on in Washington, D.C. as we move step by step toward centralizing all power in Washington. Go right ahead, Holly.
Well, just to follow up on that, the environmental movement itself and the education for sustainability movement is an arm, works in conjunction, falls under the umbrella of the environmental, now green, movement. And it's important to take one moment to understand that the agenda of the green movement mirrors absolutely the agenda of the Green Party. So you have green movement, green party, and the idea of having all our schools go green and our children go green is to align them with this political philosophy. When you get down to where the inside the beltway, the Washington DC power point is that the idea of first environmental education that was first introduced, and then we went to Earth Day, Earth Week, Earth Month, and then the sustainability education, no child left inside legislation. And here we are, and again, under the guise of environmental protection, we are seeing basically the hijacking of public education, politicizing the curriculum, and advancing this agenda in our schools. And again, the agenda is designed to change the cultural, the religious, the social, economic, and political structure of our nation. And by basically training our children to adopt this agenda, these are our future voters. And I believe it was Stalin that said, so go the children, so go the nation. And so what we must do as responsible citizens is to evaluate and understand. That's why I wrote the book, Training for Treason. We need to educate ourselves, and then we need to make distinctions, and we need to help our schools, school boards, teachers make distinctions between sound steps to a healthy environment, because we are not in the state of despair that we have been told we are. And number two, to make distinctions between sound steps to a healthy environment and being coerced, manipulated, and children abused into submitting to an agenda that mirrors Green Party goals and communism. In other words, green communism. That's why I coined that phrase.
Well,
and it really does centralize power.
What is the Earth Charter, and why is it so important?
Well, the Earth Charter is a document that was co-authored by Mikhail Gorbachev. And Mikhail Gorbachev, of course, is the former dictator, the former communist leader of the Soviet Union.
Hold that thought.
I will.
In just a moment.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him. And the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world, from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
And your grandchildren are being taught in school. You really know what they're being taught in school. School today is being used to indoctrinate your children in a hatred of America and certainly in a hatred of our constitutional system of government. They come out dedicated globalists and dedicated atheists. That's the purpose of education today. There's not one person in 100 who really knows what goes on in public schools today. Gorbachev was a ruthless dictator of Russia. And when he left, Russia, he came to America, he was lauded and applauded here. He wrote the Earth Charter, which was accepted by our leaders, and it is a plan for a communist dictatorship in America that is being implemented today as we move all power to Washington, D.C., and to the educational system under Common Core is dictated by the bureaucrats in Washington. Holly, you pick up the story about that and about the Earth Charter.
Okay. The Earth Charter, as you just mentioned, was written basically by Mikhail Gorbachev. And the points of the Earth Charter is there are 16 main principles of the Earth Charter, about 54 sub-principles. It's a very detailed document. Some of those principles include the idea of, you know, the redistribution of the wealth within nations and among nations. The bottom line of this document is it mirrors Green Party goals and communism. It is part of the Green Party platform, and it has also been selected as a tool to teach education for sustainability values principles to our children. So basically, when you just add two and two to get four, you have the idea of using the Earth Charter and using Education for Sustainability curriculum to teach, to train, to politically indoctrinate our children, America's children, to adopt Green Party values, which would lead to single party rule. Under this premise, the bottom line is that Education for Sustainability goals mirror Green Party goals mirror communism, and that's why we need to get this program out of our schools. And many do not understand that the purpose of the Earth Charter is to replace the U.S. Constitution, and not only in the minds of our children, but also as an international treaty. And in the back of the book, I identify in the last 50 pages of the book, state by state by state, which organizations have endorsed the Earth Charter, because these are organizations that are supporting treason. And the bottom line is that when you look at the organizations, most of the organizations, the leading organizations in the Education for Sustainability movement and in the environmental, now green movement, have endorsed the Earth Charter. We need to be aware of that. Organizations that have endorsed it, that did not know what they were doing at the time or did not understand the ramifications, need to unendorse it. Those organizations that stick with it, we need to understand these organizations are opposed to the U.S. Constitution and to the American way of life, because the goal is that the Earth Charter would become a common standard by which the actions of individuals, businesses, organizations, and governments is to be guided and assessed. We need to remember that, because you cannot be guided and you cannot be assessed unless you are first monitored. That is not freedom. What do you think, Dr. Stan?
I agree with you. How can people get your book?
Well, you can get the book on Amazon, or you can call the book order line at 877-715-5433. 877-711-8781. And let me repeat that. That's 877-715-5481. And the books are $20 each, and you really, truly need to be able to understand the details in this book. It's, you know, as I said, it's about 150 pages plus the list in the back of an additional 50 pages. It's a quick read, but it's imperative that we understand what's going on to our, into our schools, because that is the only way that we can effectively, responsibly stop it and expel this program.
And certainly, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Holly, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And basically, you must understand that this subversive element has taken over education in the United States, but they're focusing our attention on what's going on overseas as they destroy the faith in America of our children at home. So what sort of response have you had to your book, Holly?
Absolutely a tremendous response. It's very humbling, and it's also very, very important that so many who have read the book can see what is happening now, can connect the dots, which was the purpose for writing it, so people can see how this movement, the Education for Sustainability movement, the Green Movement, is changing the religious base of our nation. Just one example that is helping people understand. One of the themes of Education for Sustainability is the idea that man is part of nature and everything is interconnected. There's two things going on there. Number one, if everything is interconnected, and from a logical scientific standpoint, there's merit there. But the idea is the declaration of interdependence versus the declaration of independence. That's one of the thoughts that is attached to this training program. In addition, the idea that man is part of nature, it's critically important to understand this component, because man is part of nature is what Mikhail Gorbachev is advocating. It is a tenet of the Green Party, and it is also the number two goal, principle, on the Humanist Manifesto. For those who might not remember, humanism is the belief that God does not exist. So this is in our schools. This is being taught right now from literally from preschool through the university level, and the idea is to use that premise, that teaching, and make it a part of every subject every day, so that this is what our children learn, a humanistic mindset based on the idea that this is what we must adopt in order to save the earth. It is absurd. It is not. It is deception. But the bottom line is, this is what our children are being taught in school. This is why it's so important to get this out of our schools, because the mindset of the communist has always been an atheist mindset. And if you are going to basically infiltrate and change the course of the United States of America, you must defuse the religious base of this nation. That is one of the strengths of our nation, the strength of our nation. And the bottom line is, that is why this is a component in Education for Sustainability. And that's why this is a politically driven curriculum. And that's what we need to understand first. It is a politically motivated and driven curriculum to hijack public education and infuse and instill this mindset into the minds of America's children. So we absolutely have a responsibility to learn more. And again, that's why I wrote the book. It has specific examples of how Green Party goals mirror communism, and how Education for Sustainability goals mirror Green Party goals and mirror communism. And it is not something that is a foregone conclusion. These programs are not in every school in the nation. They are in a lot of them, but not in everyone. We still have time to do something, and that's what we absolutely must do for the sake of our children.
The purpose of education in America today is to destroy your child's faith in God. The purpose of education in America today is to destroy your child's faith in God. Why? Because if you have a nation, though, that is not ruled by God, eventually the alternative is a nation that's ruled by tyrants. Either people will be ruled by God, will look after themselves, and to me, as far as the necessity for people who can't look after themselves. That should be taken care of at the state and the local level. But that's not the way it is today. Everything is mediated by the federal government, and every aspect of life increasingly is controlled by the federal government as we move into a communist society. And the average individual has no idea what's going on because the media in America is controlled, our educational system is controlled, and certainly these ideas, treason is being taught in our schools.
And our teachers, I just was going to interject, and our teachers have been victimized as well. Many of the schools have jumped onto this program, and the teachers are expected to go along with this program, this sustainability program, and to teach this to the children. And again, unless you understand where this program comes from, where Education for Sustainability comes from, where is it going, it is designed to implement a political agenda off the public radar, so you cannot see it. And that's why it's so important to understand it. In the book, I point out that one of the goals of the Education for Sustainability movement, in their own words, is that education about sustainability, basically, and I'm paraphrasing to simplify it, but education about sustainability is a theoretical lesson. Education for sustainability, which is what we're talking about, education for sustainability is designed essentially, it's the use of education as a tool to transform our society. It is the use of education as a tool to transform our society. And that is not what public education is for. We do not send our precious little individuals to school to be trained to adopt the values of this political movement. That's why we must understand what the specific goals are, because then we can see them, and then we are empowered to take responsible action to change this situation and reclaim our schools and return our schools to safe havens of learning. And it's important to understand, as we look at this, why are the Greens targeting children? Because little children do not know what makes a society work or not work. They do not understand the value of freedom, the importance of the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, both of which are based on a God-fearing moral principle. And the bottom line is, when you go after the children, it is designed specifically to create a conforming group of blind followers to support this political agenda. And this is why we need to get it out of our schools. It is designed to train our children, just like they did in Cuba, to adopt one political ideology. And this political ideology is Green Party goals and communism.
If you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. America is under attack today. But it's not under attack from Islamic terrorists, because this whole world Islamic terrorist movement is funded by our own government. And for those of you who have any question about that, look up Aaron Klein. Aaron Klein writes for World.net Daily. I know him. And he has written that 2 years ago, suddenly in Jordan, by American special forces, American military, were training this ISIS movement that is over there killing Christians in Iraq, killing Christians in Syria, overthrowing the existing government, and creating the best enemy money could buy. You must understand, it is all fraudulent. They are killing tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people. They are killing Christians, and yet we're financing them. Why? To take your attention away from what's going on in America as we move from freedom to fascism. That's why Holly Swanson's book, Training for Treason, is so violently important. And once again, how can people get it, Holly?
Again, you can get the book online, Amazon.com. Or you can call the book order line and order it direct by calling, grab a pencil, 877-715-5481. That's 877-715-5481. and the books are $20. And, you know, again, I encourage you to get a copy because it is all about educating ourselves. Knowledge is power. And if we're going to help our children, we have got to understand what the problem is in a nutshell. And that is what Training for Treason does, is to help you do that. And I just wanted to take one moment, if I could, just to share with you the groups that are behind the Education for Sustainability movement, the groups that have, I'll hold that thought.
We'll talk about that when we get back here.
Okay.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed, custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Holly Swanson, her book, Training for Treason. If you have a question, why, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Holly, you were going to tell us about these organizations that are backing this. And clearly, some of the biggest organizations in the country are backing this move toward a communist America.
Right. Absolutely. Ahead. And on page 69, of Training for Treason. Let me just read some specifics that are very important to understand on how closely these groups are working. These are groups, leading groups in the Education for Sustainability movement and the environmental, now green, movement that have endorsed the Earth Charter. These are the groups that are aligned with Green Party goals and communism. Okay, let me read these to you. The North American Association of Environmental Education. Second, Nature, that's John Kerry's organization, the Center for Eco-Literacy, the Earth Day Network, the Sierra Club, the National Wildlife Federation, the Natural Resource Defense Council, the Wilderness Society, the Wildlands Project, the World Resource Institute, the Rainforest Action Network, Friends of the Earth, Institute of Humanistic Science, Center for a New American Dream, University Leaders for a Sustainable Future, just to name a few. So we have all these groups working in cooperation, because when you endorse, sign on to the Earth Charter, you agree as an organization to go forth and promote the goals of the Earth Charter through your organization. The Earth Day Network is a partner in the Earth Charter, and that means that Earth Day events on school grounds are a celebration of this Green Party ideology, communist ideology. It is designed to indoctrinate our children. This is why Earth Day events definitely should be a choice. They should be held off school grounds because they are a political event. It should be a choice for students to participate, not a mandate to be held in the classroom as a day, a week, or a month celebration. So it's vitally important to understand these distinctions again so you can take action, such as go to your school board and ask for a resolution to make Earth Day events an off-campus event because they're a political event. You need Training for Treason to be able to have the facts to back that up. We just need to understand that this list of organizations that I just read are all working together to advance Green Party goals and communism, not only in our schools, but throughout the organization's memberships. If you are a member of these organizations, you need to understand what it is they're packaging under the guise of environmental protection, and basically training you to believe right along with training the children. And this is unfortunately what has happened to so many of our teachers. They have been caught up in this because this has been something that just has evolved and been hailed as a wonderful idea to have Earth Day celebrations and what have you in our schools, because the Greens have deliberately kept this below the radar. And if not, everyone in the listening audience would know everything about it. And if you don't know about it, you need to. That's why I wrote the book, to help all of us better understand this movement, and most of all, to get these programs out of our schools.
I concur completely. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. This is a subversive movement financed by some of the richest people in the United States. Why are they financing this movement to centralize all power in Washington, D.C.? Because they want certainly to do away with limited government. They want a centralized government that can regulate every aspect of human endeavor and control every aspect of our lives. They want
and with that, if I could just add this one thing, right along those lines, when you think about where we are and where we're going, also in Training for Treason on page 39, there's a quote here from the U.S. Secretary of Education, Arnie Duncan. And what he was talking about back in 2009, he's talking about why we need to really address climate change in the schools. And he said, these major changes require educating our people. Please note, listeners, that means you. These major changes require educating our people, both students and adults, about the importance of environmental sustainability and training our people in this developing field. Now, going to the last part of the quote, we intend to do everything in our power to encourage education for sustainability. This is what the Secretary of Education, Secretary of U.S. Education, Arnie Duncan said back in 2009. We intend to do everything in our power to encourage education for sustainability. And that puts the power of the U.S. Department of Education advancing this agenda in our schools. We need to be aware of this, and we need to understand that many people that have jumped on this bandwagon, the Education for Sustainability bandwagon, do not understand the political agenda that is attached to it. That is why it is imperative to understand this agenda so we can make distinctions. And again, that's why it's Training for Treason, the harmful agenda behind Education for Sustainability, because we live in a free nation, and everyone has the opportunity in a free nation under free speech to advocate their ideas and see if they can get people to buy into those ideas. That's something people do every day. That's part of freedom. The problem here is what is harmful about education for sustainability. It is taking over our public education system to advance this political agenda, this one political agenda through education, to indoctrinate our children to all buy into this green political agenda that mirrors communism. That is harmful because that affects free thought, individual freedom, and the democratic process. So it is a harmful agenda, no doubt.
And the solution to every environmental problem is a new series of government laws that will regulate and control what the American people do. And the average individual has no idea how extensive this subversive movement is or who is really behind it. That's why my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, is so vitally important. And the fact that they control the media, the book, The New Media Monopoly, both of those books are available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that they intend to take away our freedom step by step, and they're doing it certainly through the political process. And certainly they have got their people into key positions in both the Congress and in the United States Senate, the House of Representatives, and the United States Senate. And there's not more than one person in 100 who has any idea what is really going on or the subversive nature of what's taking place. Holly, what sort of response are we getting? Are we getting some schools begin taking this educational program, this environmental program, out of the schools?
Well, we are in the process of educating school boards and helping school boards as well as parents understand what the education for sustainability agenda is. And in the light right now, Common Core has taken a spotlight on the national level, but and this is part of the process to dumb down our children. But we are making tremendous progress in educating groups, political leaders, and parents about this issue, including
hold
our teachers.
Hold the thought. We'll be right back. The American Freedom Center.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Her book, training for treason. Go ahead, Holly. You were just beginning to tell us about what's going on when we had to interrupt you for the break. Go ahead.
No problem. I just believe it is so important to understand that so many of our teachers and administrators, you know, have bought into this program. We were talking about the reception to the book and how much progress we were making. We are educating teachers and parents and school boards and political leaders in different parts of this nation to understand what this agenda is. It has gained a strong foothold in our schools, and it will, you know, take us a minute to get it out, but we need to be pursuing that full time right now. And one of the things that is so important to understand is that the green label, and I mentioned this in Training for Treason, people, because of all the environmental doom that was marketed and packaged and literally dumped on the heads of the American people for so many years, it was designed as a beatdown. And then here comes the sustainability solution. We can, all by ourselves, you know, reduce our carbon, our footprint, and we can become vegetarians, and we can basically change the world through our answer, the Green Party answer, the Green Movement answer, through sustainability. And so sustainability has been presented as the one and only solution. And people have bought into that because it's a way to avoid the doom and gloom. But those go hand in hand. First create the problem and then come along with a solution that achieves the goals that were intended in the first place. This is a very manipulative political strategy, and this is what's happening in our schools. The idea that the only way to save the earth now is to adopt a sustainable mindset and a sustainable diet. In the book I mentioned, it's Eat Green, Live Green, Worship Green, and Vote Green, and that's again the bottom line. About 89% of America's children attend public schools. This is why the green movement has gone back to school. This is the purpose of education for sustainability, to basically indoctrinate that 89% or close to 89% of America's children that are in public school to adopt the agenda of the Green Party, to adopt the education for sustainability agenda that mirrors Green Party goals and communism. Do this through education and the idea of creating a sustainable future. What we all need to understand is two things. Number one, the idea of creating a sustainable future is not about creating a sustainable future. It's about indoctrinating our children in the present. Secondly, the green label. We can do innovative things. Before the green label was slapped on every innovative idea, it was just an innovative idea. And this is what we need to understand. We need to lose the green label and simply return to common sense ideas, recognizing a good idea when we see it. But we need to lose the green label, because as we use the green label, as the schools use the green label, we are putting that green label on our children, and we need to understand that is a political label. And if we do not want our children to buy into Green Party goals and communism, we need to simply lose the green label. It's a marketing tool. It's a branding tool. And the American people have bought into it because billions of dollars have gone into that marketing campaign. And, you know, it's not that we are stupid. We are not stupid. We have been too trusting. And we just have to take some time and look at what the issue is, read Training for Treason, understand, make distinctions, and then move forward to reclaim our schools and reclaim our nation.
And we must reclaim our nation. You must understand, ladies and gentlemen, the media in America is controlled by six major corporations that control 90% of the media and largely control what the American people think and believe. The educational system is controlled by the great tax-exempt foundations, Rockefeller, Ford, Pew, the others, and of course they know exactly what they're doing. They're using the educational system to indoctrinate a generation after generation. And unfortunately, well, most people, 20 years after they get out of school, will begin to understand they've been lied to. But in the meantime, of course, they're changing the structure of the government in Washington, D.C. And every time they pass a new law, it takes away a little freedom, until eventually there will be no freedom. So basically, go ahead, Holly.
No, I was just going to say exactly what you're talking about is so very important to understand, because students have been victimized by this movement through environmental education programs, through sustainability programs, and these students in their 20s, their 30s, their 40s have bought into these ideas, not realizing literally they were being victimized by this movement. And these young people, these precious young people, need time to heal. They need time to understand. And, you know, that's why we need to help our friends, our family understand this. Because, you know, the idea of saving the environment is a very emotionally charged issue. That is why the Greens have used it. Because we all want clean air and clean water. We are all willing to do our share where there's a legitimate need. And what the Greens have done is simply prayed, literally, P-R-E-Y-E-D, prayed on the heartstrings of America's children, on our heartstrings, to advance a political agenda without disclosing that they were advancing a political agenda. This is the, you know, basically the hallmark of the Green movement, is to use an environmental issue to advance a political goal. And as I said, our children have been victimized in their 20s, their 30s, their 40s, and we need to let them heal. We need to help them understand they've been used.
And the ultimate goal is a dictatorship here in the United States.
Yes, it is.
And the average individual has no idea how the environmental movement is being used. Parting thought, Hallie, we're just about out of time.
Okay. I would just encourage you all. I thank you so much, Dr. Stan, for the time. I would encourage all listeners to take the time to gain the knowledge so you can make distinctions. Our children's future, our nation's future, depends on getting these programs out of our schools. We'd appreciate your help. And, you know, just have a wonderful day, and God bless y'all.
And how can people get the book again?
Again, you can either get the book on Amazon. Again, it's Training for Treason, The Harmful Agenda Behind Education for Sustainability. The number you can call for the book order line is 877-715-5481. 877-715-5481. And we look forward to talking with you again soon.
Okay, and Holly will be a frequent guest on Radio Liberty. Her message is vitally important. We'll be back.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, the time when I think we might call it. That's 5 minutes to for you. I'm really supported. We depended upon those of you who listen to our program to help us as we reach out 5 hours a day, 5 days a week on stations all across America on shortwave, on the internet, certainly by satellite, and to try to get people to understand that we are losing our freedom. We have an all-powerful government in Washington, D.C., purpose is to regulate every aspect of human endeavor. The communists are working there. And remember, the communists are working very, very closely with the people who control the finances of this country, because this is basically a spiritual battle. And there really are organizations here which are Luciferian in organization. They worship Lucifer, and they intend to have Lucifer, the Antichrist, rule this world. This is what it's really all about. This is why they're moving to change the structure of our society. And basically, if you have not read my book about this small little group of people working for the CFR, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, Skull and Bones, the Bohemian Grove Masonry, and dozens of other organizations. Now, not everybody in it is a Mason has any idea of the satanic nature of what's going on, but the leaders certainly do. If you read their writings, they will tell you they worship a different God. And that's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools to destroy the faith of our children. And when a nation turns against God, ladies and gentlemen, God turns against that nation. And we are facing terrible, terrible times. A great war is coming. How soon, I can't tell you, but it is coming. And certainly in the last war, we lost 60 to 70 million. The coming war, we're going to lose hundreds of millions, if not billions of people. This is not imaginary. God brings vengeance on nations that turn against him. And America is the key nation now, leading this battle to destroy faith in Christianity throughout the world. And our military, so they are backing the forces overseas that are killing Christians. How do you think God feels about that? What are you doing? Oh, you say, well, that doesn't involve me. I just want to live my life. I just want to be free. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have that choice. You're either part of the solution or you're part of the problem. There is no neutral ground. And if you are not actively involved with us in this epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization, then you are, for all intents and purposes, on the other side. What can you do? You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, you can also subscribe to our newsletter. You can donate to Radio Liberty. We carry health products. We carry other products, soap products. We do all of these things in an effort to raise the funds so that we can maintain our network of radio programs out across America. But we can't do it without you. If you care about America, if you believe in our cause, if you believe we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological battlefield, then call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because America is